The city council candidates range in age from 30 to 71, with one incumbent, Anita Price, running for a third term. The retired school teacher and counselor says she has unfinished business.
We are a city that is very open to embracing folks of all walks of life. Certainly, we don't want to become stagnant, but we want to continue to grow.
At 71, Daniel Hale says his experience serving in the city on a number of committees would be valuable on city council.
From PTA to United Way to working on different committees for the city, for the school system. I've done a lot and I've listened a lot.
Hale is also a past president of the Roanoke NAACP chapter. 27-year-old Byron Hamlar dropped out of the primary last week, citing family obligations. But another millennial who has decided his time is now is 30-year-old Marcus Huffman, a youth care worker in Roanoke, who says he would be a very visible city council member if nominated and then elected in May.
I'm not just sitting on a board making decisions. I'm going out into the community, going to neighborhood meetings, talking with residents, inviting residents into my home.
Wilton Kennedy teaches at Jefferson College of Health Sciences and at the Virginia Tech Carilion Medical School. He wants more residents to join the middle class and share in Roanoke's recent success.
I believe that our best days are ahead of us. I look at companies like Meridium. I say, you know, how can we attract more companies like that? Smart professionals, high-paying jobs.
Kennedy advocates for more workforce training as well. He's a physician's assistant by trade. Frida Cathcart is making a second run at Roanoke City Council, citing her insurance and education background as assets. For Cathcart, bringing more good jobs to the city and keeping young people here is key.
And that's one of the things I want to work with the city of Roanoke, to make sure that our children are prepared for the jobs of the future, and the jobs of the future are located right here in Roanoke.
I'm Gene Morano from the WFIR News Department. The Democratic Firehouse primary is tomorrow from 12 to 7 at the Berglund Center. The remaining candidate, Trish White Boyd, makes her first run for a Roanoke City Council seat after an unsuccessful House of Delegates primary bid a few years ago. She owns a home health care agency and says City Council does many things right. White Boyd does have some concerns, however.
We have a heroin epidemic that is plaguing our city. Domestic violence has always been on the forefront, and the issue with gun violence.
Meanwhile, two Democrats currently on city council are vying for the Democratic nomination for mayor tomorrow. It's very likely whomever wins will be the next mayor of Roanoke. Dave Trinkle is now the vice mayor.
My main focus is continuing the economic mission of increasing our population, increasing jobs, well-paying jobs. I think we have an income disparity gap in the city. We have a per capita income gap in the city. We don't have enough graduation rates at the certificate level or the collegiate level.
Trinkle works for Carilion in the mental health field. He's an associate dean at the Virginia Tech Carilion School of Medicine and owns the Fork Restaurants. He has 2 years left on his council term, so if not nominated tomorrow or elected mayor in May, he can fall back on that. But Sherman Lee Sr., a retired Corrections Department employee and chair of the city's Domestic Violence Task Force, is giving up his longtime council seat in an all-or-nothing bid for the Democratic nomination for Roanoke mayor. For Lee, it's about inclusion.
I want everybody to feel like they're part of our success. We're doing great things. We're bringing people together, but I want to bring the neighborhoods. I want to bring everybody in. We've got some great things going in the city. Some of the citizens don't feel like they're a part of it. We got things that are going tremendously downtown. Some of the neighborhoods feel that I'm left out.
The Roanoke City Republican Party plans to meet later this month to see if they will field candidates for mayor or city council. The filing deadline for any GOP hopefuls or independent candidates is March 1st. Gene Morano, WFIR News.